Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. Okay? She Gets It Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, a.k.a. Chantal. Okay? I'm not tall. I'm very short. 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently. And I have two Jamaican parents, so there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to shambipodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. Do not be alarmed. This episode was done in 2023, but I just needed to share my thoughts. If this episode does not apply currently, bypass it. A disclosure to save thyself.
I know y'all like, where the hell is she at? I am finishing a day of being somewhere where I never wanted to be in the first place. But anyway, I had a revelation today. And I dropped it on my ex. Not an ex. My ex, a.k.a. Twitter. And I said, well, what did I say? I said something along the lines of, I said, I never cared about the ins and outs of anyone's relationship except for my parents. That transactional shit really fucked me up. And then I explained more and I said, this idea of, working it out and being uncomfortable, I don't know what that is. And it's unhealthy to feel like, you know what? Instead of work out this problem, this kink right here, in this relationship with this person that you care about, that you spent time with, that you did great things with, and you had, you know, sad times and achievements with, you would rather leave than to work out this kink right here. And I said, you know what? That's my fucking problem. I have a fear of putting in the effort of working something out with a person I think I want to grow with and me wasting my time. So some people have like mommy and daddy issues. Some people say I have mommy issues. Some people say I just have daddy issues. I have people issues. And people issues, not so much like, oh my God, is he gonna cheat on me? Oh my, I've never gone through a man's phone. I've never snuck up on a man to make sure he's really at the house when he says he's at the house. I've never called a woman thinking, you know, she's fucking around with the person I'm with. Never would I ever Because if you make me feel like I got a check, I'm done. If you think I'm about to sit around and be in a relationship with you and look at you when you sick and you ugly and allow you to think you can have side dibs on bitches, I'm not. That's going to be like the end of our relationship. Okay? And I think we have a generation of people who think, well, I'm just going to wait, and then when I'm this age, I'm going to be married. Or when I'm this age, or when I'm here in life, I'm going to have this relationship. The best fucking relationships have an ugly time, have a great time, have a la la land time, have a lovey dovey time, have a sad time, have achievements and all of that shit. And I think, yes, that's amazing. But when you get to my age, I am 36. I don't know when I'm gonna put this out, because this is going to be on the next season, because that's not the focus right now. But when you get to my age, your tenacity and want to and willpower to withstand a person's bullshit is at like a negative 15, right? And I feel like I've been at a negative 15 with people in general, not just speaking on like romantic friendships, romantic workships. I will leave a job in a heartbeat. I don't care how much they're paying me. I don't care what benefits they have. I don't care what bills I got at home. I will leave and make two jobs become one in a motherfucking heartbeat. Don't play with me, okay? We really have to stop feeling like, oh, the new iPhone came out yesterday, I'm going to go pick it up because I have the money, is how we're going to pick our relationships. You can't go into an Apple store and be like, you know what? I've seen the 15-year marriage. I've seen the 20-year marriage. I've seen the 30-year marriage. I want the 30-year marriage. I have the money. I'm going to pay for that. No. Good relationships, I don't care if you're married or not, are fucking authentic. You know the ugly side of a person. You know the great side of a person. You know a person that's really trying. You know a person that's bullshitting. And you know when you're fucking bullshitting. And they know when you're fucking bullshitting. And my thing is, like, if you don't have that, why fucking play? Why play with your time? This is what I don't understand about people in these times. People are playing with their bodies with people they don't even fucking like. You don't even fucking like them. And you are playing with your body. You're playing with your mental capacity. Fuck the love part. Your body, your mental capacity, and your confidence and self-care and self is really at an all-time low. But you feel like you being in a relationship is what needs to be done right now. Fuck that shit. Make sure you good first. You know what I'm saying? And I think before I even fathom any type of fucking marriage that may or may not happen, I need to figure out what it feels like to be in a relationship with someone you actually see yourself with long term. Like, I've never been in a relationship where I felt like I needed to be in that relationship. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I ain't never cared for a man. I have. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that I ain't never loved a man. I have. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I ain't never been in love. I have. Probably 3 times out of the 5 relationships I've been in. Not going to name no names because that's motherfucking petty. But, I really stopped putting 2 of my feet and 100% in relationships in 2007. Now, ask me, have you had relationships since 2007? Yes, the fuck I have. But the percentage of me thinking it's good over here has been very low. And it's not because there's anything that they're doing solely wrong. It's, I don't have faith in this. I don't have faith in relationships past 2007 because I spent too much time putting 100% in on a nigga when I should, probably should have been giving him 60. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people do that, men and women. We spend a lot of time giving a lot of effort to the wrong person. And then it fucks up a lot of relationships that you're going to have after that shit. Some people have the willpower to keep going. Okay, let me try this one. And let me try this one. And let me try this one. First of all, I've only had 5 relationships. And reality speaking, the 5th relationship I had, I should have never went into because it was bad timing, right? But I thought that, I know the person, you know, they're very laid back, no drama, never gave me no issue, we cool. I ain't doing shit else. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? So after that didn't work, mind you, I've broken up with him multiple times before we actually broke up. Once by phone, the other by email. And he was like, if you try to break up with me one more time, then we're going to be done. Who did it again? Me. Because I don't, like a lot of women fake like they want to be in the relationships they're in. I don't have no fake in me for Nan Nick. Okay? I don't have no fake in me for Nan Man. I don't have no fake in me for no job. I'm never going to fake like I want to be somewhere where I don't want to be. I'm not going to fake effort. If I don't want to go 100%, I'm never going to go 100%. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand how women out here faking. But I also understand there is a epidemic of motherfucking people who do not want to adult for themselves, right? There's an epidemic of men and women who do not want to wash their clothes, do not want to feed themselves and cook, do not want to have their own housing, do not want to buy their clothes, do not want to pay their car notes, do not want to go to the dentist, do not want to pay for their flights, and they're fucking for a lifestyle. They're fucking for resources. They're fucking and sucking and licking and putting their faces in forbidden holes for a lot of shit that I'm not gonna do, right? Definitely not gonna do for somebody I don't really like, but I've never been in a relationship where I felt like I need to be in this relationship or this relationship has to work. All of my relationships have always been optional. So, like, it has always been in my mind, Chantal, you could do this or you cannot do this. It's not gonna change you and who you're going to become any sort of way. Like, that has always been in my mind in every relationship. I've loved people, but I'm also a person where I can love you and not be with you. I'm also a person where I could talk to you every once in a while and never have to talk to you for the rest of the year. I'm also a person where even if we're fucking, I don't have to see you every day. I don't have to talk to you every day. You didn't do nothing wrong. My focus is just not on that. Like, and Larry will contest to this. Larry always says, Shan, you different. You okay with not being around a motherfucker and not being in a relationship for long periods of time. I'm not like that. I really thrive off of sprinkles of dick in my life. And when I say that, sprinkles of dick, meaning I don't need to be fucked by a man every day. You know what I'm saying? Would some soft penis with balls rest upon my hands while I sleep in a cuppage situation be nice? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta have a hard dick around me all the time if I like you and we got good chemistry, and I will let your masterpiece rest upon my cheeks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not in a relationship, and my pussy is so she's sassy, she's a bossy, and she's petty as fuck. And if you don't have no chemistry with her, she's not gonna give you top tenage. She's not gonna give you 110%, right? I would like to sit here and say, Chantal, you control that pussy. She don't control you, but no, she controls me. She got mind control over Debo, okay? Okay? Oh, look at this dog. He's so cute. And if she don't like you, I can't like you. I can't do shit with you, bruh. Okay, bruh? I can't do shit with you, bruh. And that's how that works. But at the same time, I don't want to cuddle with a maybe man. I don't want to go on dates with a man who doesn't see me in his future. And I don't want to go on dates with a man I don't see in my future either. So hence why I don't go on dates. I'm not interested in nobody to go on dates with. I'm not interested in sitting on the phone for hours talking to no man that I can't build a future with. I don't want to give a maybe man my time. It just seems dumb to me, right? And until I learn how to be in a relationship where I feel like this is worth staying in, this is worth building in, this looks promising. You've been in this relationship for X amount of time. It has been healthy. There's no domestic violence here. There's no emotional violence here. There's no substance abuse. There's no alcoholism. You're good here. Their kids are good. They're a great father. You know, your children are blooming since this man has come into your life. Their children are better since I came into his life. Blah, 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 blah. Until that shit is that, I can't even, marriage can't even come into this lane. You know what I'm saying? And that's my point. Like, I gotta learn how to be in a relationship that I wanna work through. I have never been in a relationship where I felt like I need to work through this because it's gonna get better later on, or it's worth seeing if it does get better later on. I don't know what the fuck that is like. And when I be hearing some of the problems that people who are in relationships that I know have, I'm just like, hell no, I'll be out. I'll be a Audi 2000, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how y'all thresholds are so fucking high and my thresholds be at like a negative 10. Like, I didn't even put both of my feet in the car. We Fred Flintstone in this bitch, how I be in relationships. And it's easy for me to gather my things and put both of my feet out the car, and I'm willing to walk until I get me my own ride. You know what I'm saying?
She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
And that is, I think that's some, my mindset on why I'm comfortable not being in a relationship. I'm comfortable not having to talk to someone every day that I'm romantically involved with. I'm comfortable with the sprinkle of dick, because if we're not vibing more than dick, and I know you don't fuck with me like that, and I don't fuck with you like that, and everything else is basically dead space, I'm very much comfortable with this being just dick, because I can't do nothing with nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and promise myself potential like most women do, because that's dumb. I'm not going to have this mindset that you're greater than what you're showing me when you're not. I did that already. That shit is dumb. That shit is pointless. That shit makes me sad when I think of all the beautiful nuts I was getting in my 20s, and now I'm not getting those anymore. It's a frustrating process to get to a point where you're just sitting in disappointment. You know what I'm saying? My expectations and my the potential that I gave males in my mind was immense. Okay? The capacity to withstand the bullshit that I did was insane. Right? And I don't think any of my exes were horrible people. I just feel like they're not for me. And I wish them the best on whoever they find. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there are things that you deal with people that you'll never be able to forget, right? They'll never be able to undo it. It's just something that happened. It was an experience for both of you all. I hope y'all learned your lesson, right? And going back and doing backsies, I can't do it. I'm too grudgy. And I heard through the grapevine that you can't hold grudges and be in a marriage, right? So that's not going to work. I definitely have to work on not dragging out me being mad. You know what I'm saying? That's a work in progress. But I practice. And you might say, how the fuck do you practice, Chantal? You ain't in a relationship. I practice because I have to co-parent. And so sometimes my girl's dads, they piss me off. But I have to ask myself, how long are you going to be mad? And what is that going to do? Are they going to come up with a solution? Are you going to come up with a solution? Or do you have a solution? Okay, you have a solution. Why the fuck are you still upset? And that is the talking through that I had to do with myself in co-parenting to be over the bullshit that I be dealing with. This is why y'all shouldn't block the fucking lanes. I have to talk myself through nonsense. Why would you still go? These people, insane. Like, I have to talk myself through not holding on to dumb shit, right? And a lot of people don't know how to not hold on to dumb shit, and they drag it out when it doesn't need to be dragged out. This is my thing. If the girls need something and it got done, my thing is, why am I still upset? If the shit got done, why am I upset? There's no reason for me to be upset. And so I feel like I could just move that mindset over into, like, relationships. You know, that next relationship. I feel like I only got one relationship in me left. And that's why I'm really taking my time. It's been, like, 4.5, 5 years. And I'm comfortable with it being that long. And it could eventually be 6. I don't give a flying fuck. You know, like, the difference between men and women. Men may have to work to get pussy. But there are some women out here with very much low self-esteem that are willing to drop off pussy to lame, how are you getting pussy, men, okay? I'm not going to act like that doesn't exist. But women will always have a fuck when a woman just wants to fuck. Please remember that. Not remember. Remember that, okay? When a woman just wants to fuck, just wants to get a nut off, sometimes I don't even get a nut off, but he think I got a nut off because that pussy stay juicy. Think what you want, player. Think what you want, player. Sometimes you don't get a nut. Like, that shit is straight gambling. I may not gamble playing cards. I may not go to the casino, but I do gamble on this pussy and fucking, right? And the reason why the nut that I want is very sometimesy is because the nut that I want is built upon chemistry and foreplay that happened before I fucked. And it's hard to have foreplay with a man that you're not planning with, you're not dating, y'all not chilling. Y'all not in each other's minds like that. The chemistry is not really popping. So, yeah, sometimes the nut that I want is very hit or miss. But I'm willing to hit or miss the nuts that I want just for a sprinkle of dick. Because I'm at the point where I'm not trying to have... I'm not trying to have drive you crazy dick. Drive you crazy dick is something you do in your 20s. Yes, ladies, so please get that out your motherfucking system. Because when you get to your 30s and you got real places to be, real things to do, and things that need to get paid, drive you crazy dick is not what you want in your 30s. In my 30s, I had a life in my 20s and it was good. I had a life in my early 30s and it was good. But I'm getting... up there. I'm getting to my 40s, my early 50s, and I just need a woman that makes sense. I need a woman that's not selling her pussy out here to the highest bidder. I need a woman that's not, oh my God, as celebrities, you know what I'm saying? A woman that's naturally beautiful, a woman that's healthy, a woman that has good hygiene, morals, values, all of that shit, but she knows how to be chill and relaxed. She's not with the drama, all of that. I need a man that has lived a life but is retired from that life and just wants to stack his money, enjoy his vacation, and when he's not in a suit, he likes to be in sweatsuits and Nikes. That's what I need. And when he wears his Nikes, it cannot be tied up super tight. And when he wears Timberlands, it cannot be tied up super tight. He knows how to dress up and he knows how to dress down, and it makes sense. And he wouldn't dare have a white fitted cap in his wardrobe, because what the fuck is that country ass shit? You know what I'm saying? I need a man with good dick, but dick that's not gonna drive me crazy. You know what I'm saying? A man that has had a plethora of women back in the day, but having a plethora of women now at his age, with what it comes with, is just not, it's not something he's aiming for anymore. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's so tired that his phone could have a lock on it, but it doesn't. He don't care. You know, someone that's so tired that if somebody was hitting on him, he would just tell me, like, "I just want this dick." And I'd be like, "Word, what'd she say?" He's like, "She said X, Y, and Z." I'm like, "Damn. Yeah, she want that dick bad. Bad." People not paying attention. And then that's the type of, like, open honesty I want. But it's so many men out here that's so scared. They are frightened. It's like Halloween every fucking day with a bitch. Because they're terrified of being honest and a woman reacting. Reacting in a way of murder, ruining their lives, damaging their property, embarrassing them, and all this extra shit. Hello, my name is Chantal. I want honesty. I want honesty if I'm not going to like it. I want honesty if I'm going to like it. I want honesty to laugh at. I want honesty and transparency so we can grow from it. I want honesty so we can minus out the bullshit and get to a solution if there needs to be a solution. And I want honesty so I can know if I need to fucking leave and you need to be by yourself. But if I create such a peaceful fucking space for a man to give me his honesty, and this man still chooses dishonesty or chooses to manipulate my kindness, my openness, my transparency, me creating this place of peace for him. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. You might see me on death row. Okay, and that's after you catch me, because like you can't tell me that you're loyal and you can't be honest. You're not loyal. You're convenient. You know what I'm saying? Like, truly be loyal so you don't have to tell people that you're loyal. Truly be honest so you don't have to remember the lie. Do yourself and me a favor. You know what I'm saying? Be a man that your kids could look up to. Be truthful. There's so much like peace and love and genuineness and transparency. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, "Oh, the truth is going to be beautiful. You're going to love it." Because you're probably not. You're probably not going to love it all the time. But I would rather that than having days where my heart is in my throat because somebody's telling me some information about my nigga. Somebody's filling me in about my man. The dick that I sleep on and take naps on sometimes. The man that I have around my children. The person that I'm buying properties with. You about to tell me some shit that he couldn't tell me? What? You know what I'm saying? So it's that, like, I have to learn. I got to meet the person that I feel like I want to make this relationship work. I've been in relationships where I loved a man. I cared about a man. I liked the relationship. Some of them were healthy. There was no drama. But I never felt like I had to make this work. I feel like I was always prepared for this shit not to work. I was always prepared for the idea of what a man was in my mind not to be true. And I was naive and one of my relationships because I found comfort in it. And there were some things about one of the relationships that I had where I felt like, well, it's going to be fucked anyway. It's going to crash and burn one day anyway. I might as well have fun in the process. So there was no, oh my God, this is going to be the one. We're going to plan our weddings. We're going to have a dog. We're going to have a house. We're going to have this car. I've never had that. I've never imagined a wedding. I've never imagined what my wedding dress is going to be because I don't give a fuck about that shit. I am the woman that is probably going to be asked to, will you marry me, multiple times. Not trying to do it on purpose, but I just know I'm that much of like, you don't have to convince me. You don't have to make me believe. You know, when Whitney Houston was like, when you believe. Did Whitney Houston say that though? I don't know. But it sounded like something she was saying. It's going to be a lot of that. Because I don't have faith in people. You know what I'm saying? I don't have faith in people. I still judge dogs by their mass and weight and the look in their eyes. When was the last time that they ate? You know what I'm saying? Before I touch them. So, like, yeah. It's going... I have to do... Let me get to the relationship I feel like I want to be in first. Before any idea of, like, what marriage would look like for me happens. But, yeah. I just wanted to get that off. People got work to do. And the work starts with self. And if you're not willing to see the areas of where you're unhealthy, you know what I'm saying? The areas of where, this is the foundational reason why none of your relationships stuck, then you're never going to get to that relationship that really matters. You're never going to get to that relationship that fucking makes sense for you. And I want that relationship that makes sense for me, but all that bullshit in between, like, oh, I dated him, and we went here, and, oh, yeah, that was a good night. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a serial dater out here. I don't want the city to know my name because of who I fucked or who I dated. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a weird adult space. Like, I don't want to be around cigar smoke. That shit stinks. I don't want to be around a lot of alcohol because I don't really drink like that. And if I do drink, I like to be in my home slightly naked with peen on the side. You know what I'm saying? Make me choke. But if it's not that, like, what social spaces am I going to be in and what type of adults are going to be there when I don't do those things? If you smoke cigarettes, I feel like you're suicidal because what the fuck are the pros of cigarettes? Okay? You're ruining your body for you and you're ruining my body and I don't even smoke. You smoke weed? That's cool. But if you have to smoke weed like 5 to 7 times a day, I can't do shit with you. Because everything great about us is going to be temporary because you're eventually going to have breathing problems. You're eventually going to have heart problems. You're eventually going to develop some type of cancer in your body. And every day you're saying, I'm cool with that. And if I'm not polluting my body and saying, oh, I'm cool with that, then why the fuck do you feel like it's cool for you to be cool with that? Like, to me, that shit is offensive. But, you know, everybody's different. Everybody does things differently. You know, I can't judge anybody. Ooh, I did a great job of not honking this motherfucker in front of me when they could have moved the fuck up. Ooh, my patience is getting good. It's getting good. But, yeah, I think I'm done because I don't want this shit to cut off. But thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Bye.